Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Tuesday that he would discuss with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu measures that Israel still needs to take to increase the flow of aid into Gaza during his planned talks in the country Wednesday.
It's also critically important that there be a clear, affirmative list of items, of products that are required for the well-being of people in Gaza, that there's a clear list, that it's well understood, and that we don't have arbitrary denials of products that need to get into Gaza.
Blinken spoke to reporters at a warehouse out of a Jordanian charity organization where aid shipments from U.S.-based charities are gathered. While there have been some improvements in the humanitarian aid situation in the densely populated enclave. That's according to Blinken, but much more needs to be done to ensure assistance reaches people in a sustained manner. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is stepping up his efforts to play a more prominent role in the Gaza conflict. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's recent high-profile meeting with Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh was an attempt to quell growing domestic criticism of his complicated stance on the war. He has maintained Israel trade links while condemning Israel's war on Hamas. Turkey wants a wider role in resolving the Gaza conflict, and observers say Ankara sees an opportunity amid reports that Qatar may be preparing to expel the group. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has pledged to launch an incursion into the southern Gaza city of Rafah, where hundreds of thousands of Palestinians are sheltering from almost 7 months of war. This is